China just tested a hypersonic missile. What will you do to keep up with them militarily, and can you vow to protect Taiwan?
Yes and yes.
Yes and yes, the old yes and yes. It's like, should the police departments and fire departments across the country mandate vaccines, and if you don't submit, should they all be fired? Yes and yes. He gives a lot of yes and yes answers. Hang on now. There was a remarkable moment yesterday at the Merrick Garland hearing. There is a member of Congress from Indiana, Representative Victoria Spartz. And Victoria Spartz grew up in the Soviet Union, moved to the United States, and yesterday she warned the nation and the world about what's going on here in the United States. And Democrats are naturally attacking her because that's what they do. They're not on the side of freedom and liberty and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and all of that good stuff. And I think, what do you think? Alec Baldwin will probably become an anti-gun activist now, don't you think? He shot the woman from Ukraine and killed her on the movie set yesterday, wounded the director of the film. She was the cinematographer that Alec Baldwin shot and killed yesterday. And, I mean, it looks like an accident, and nobody's saying he murdered this woman, killed her on purpose, but it was it's a kind of an extraordinary circumstance. Everybody's talking about Brandon Lee, the son of Bruce Lee, who was also shot and killed on the set of a movie with a prop gun, what was supposed to be a prop gun. I think they're going to have a reformation, a revolution in firearms props on movie sets. Obviously not doing a very good job. There was another actor, a TV guy who was playing Russian roulette on the set of a TV show many, many years ago, shot himself in the head, figuring, hey, it's just a blank. Okay. Yeah, that was another thing. What was the there was a movie I'll skip it. The guy shot another guy in the face with a blank and basically blinded him. It was a comedy movie, though. It was a yuck it up movie. All right, let's get back to Lunch Bucket Joe. That might have been in Bruges. Let's go to Lunch Bucket Joe. Number five, and this is, he's such a weirdo. He did a lot of weird things. He was standing there at one point as though he were standing at a podium with his elbows bent and his forearms parallel to the floor with his fists clenched like he was driving a tractor or holding on to a podium with handles on it. Fairly weird. And then in this one, in this soundbite, I know it's hard to see because we're on the radio, he did the white supremacy sign with his right hand. He held up his right hand and made a circle with his thumb and index finger, which he put around his eye and held his three remaining digits up in the air. And you remember just last year they were saying that that doesn't mean okay anymore. That means white power because, well, it doesn't, but that doesn't matter. They're just racially polarizing the country, which is what they do. Joe Biden yesterday and those terrible corporations that don't pay any taxes while doing the white power symbol up with his hand up next to his face.
You have 55 corporations, for example, in the United States of America, making over $40 billion.
40.
Don't pay a cent. Zero. Not a single little red cent.
White power, not a single red cent. Now, if I'm not mistaken, you were in Congress for like 135 years before you were vice president for 8 years, nearly a decade. If these corporations don't pay 1 cent, which is not true, then it's your fault. And I love how they express outrage and disgust with their own life's work and expect us to be with them as we go forward. Yay, you're just the guy to fix it, since you're the one that made the tax code this way over the course of your entire adult lifetime. Just amazing. And then this, I want to play number six anyway, because it's just so weird. He's upset with Senators Kyrsten Sinema, and Joe Manchin because they're not goose-stepping. They're not in lockstep with the party's demands, $3.5 trillion or bust. Did you see the protest, another protest, Joe Manchin, against Joe Manchin yesterday? He lives on a houseboat down on the Potomac River, basically. And along the southwest waterfront in Washington, D.C., on the Potomac River, there's been a big development there the last 10 years. And there are these multi-million dollar condos along the river, these condo buildings, 12 stories high or something. And some people held a big anti-Joe Manchin banner from, it looks like, two different condos that would go for over $1 million each, telling him to not block the Democrat Party's agenda, right? And just amazing. And I'm like, well, wait a minute, you're complaining. And then there are idiots in kayaks. Oh, save the Democrat Party's agenda. Where do they get all these mental cases? And they've really organized the nation's mental cases very well to show up and do mental case things that only mental patients would do. But they've got millions of them, and they've organized them on Facebook and Twitter and beyond, and they all follow each other around in a circle, and they come out. But I admired the fact that they had this multi-million dollar condo building hanging these radical left-wing banners from the multi-million dollar condos demanding bigger government. Dimwits. So Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin really aggravating Joe Biden. And this confused, muddled attempt at a message, and the gang of invitation-only guests at the CNN event thought it was just great, even though they couldn't explain to you why they think it's great.
Look, when you're in the United States Senate and you're a president of the United States and you have 50 Democrats, everyone is a president. Every single one.
Now that, I mean, everyone's a president. Meaning when you have 50, so I guess one can block your radical left-wing $3.5 trillion on top of all the normal annual spending that the government. And it costs zero. And no taxes will be raised. If you believe that, you should buy a Bomar calculator because you're not very good at math. But there it is. Yeah, 55, not 56 or 54 corporations that pay zero taxes, not a cent. Haven't you been in charge of the tax code since before I was born? Honestly. Not quite, but almost. Joe Biden. All right, so let's go to, sip number seven. Go to, number eight. Gas prices. You know, the gas prices are skyrocketing. They're shattering records. And we had energy independence a year ago because of President Trump. And then Biden came in, immediately shut down because the radical left-wing, crazy left environmental loons demanded that he shut down the Keystone XL pipeline. But then he approved Vladimir Putin's Nord Stream 2 gas and oil pipeline to make NATO countries more dependent on Putin and Russia, which weakens NATO and the Western alliance and strengthens Putin and his rising authoritarian efforts there. So here's Joe Biden on gas prices.
I don't have a near-term answer. There's two things I could do. I could go in the petroleum reserve and take out and probably reduce the price of gas maybe 18 cents or so a gallon. It's still going to be above $3.
So just get over it. Just as the Washington Post said earlier this week, lower your expectations. Just learn to live with less, because that's the new America under the left. Less for you is good. See? High gas prices, good. Now, is that all you can do about it? No. He's waged war against energy independence, which President Trump had effectively secured before he left office. Joe Biden came in, shut down not only the Keystone XL pipeline, but shut down all exploration and development and drilling in federal lands offshore and on terra firma, which has caused very directly, it's a cause and effect thing, there's no mystery here, has caused gas prices to skyrocket. And then he goes to Saudi Arabia. They're still angry with him, but chopping up Khashoggi. Did you know this Dodi Al-Fayed, who was dating Princess Diana when they died in the car crash together in Paris? Dodi Al-Fayed is the cousin of Khashoggi. The chopped up Khashoggi, not Adnan Khashoggi, but the Washington Post Khashoggi. Did you know that? That's kind of a bizarro little thing. So Joe Biden shut down development, exploration, drilling on federal lands, offshore and onshore. He shut down the Keystone XL pipeline. He killed thousands and thousands and thousands of really well-paying union jobs. And then he goes to Saudi Arabia and says, well, you know, maybe you guys can help offset what we're not doing for ourselves anymore, because the radical left here has me by the tail and they tell me what to do and I do it. And there's nothing he can do other than go to the petroleum reserves, the strategic petroleum reserves. That's not true. He can undo all of the things that he's done. How about the border? Well, the border is not my fault. You know, we got to undo. They're already going back to Trump-era policies. All you have to do to make things better is undo everything he's done for the last 9 months on the border, on energy, and then everything will be better again. All right, Joe Biden on gas. Gosh, I don't know what to do. All I can do is go to the strategic reserve. That'll just knock it down 18 cents. Remember when they saved us 16 cents on our 4th of July barbecues? Hey, congratulations, America. You must be thrilled that you voted for us. You're going to save 16 cents on your 4th of July hot dog feast. Oh, thanks, Diamond Jim, Mr. Big Spender. Joe Biden on gasoline.
I don't see anything that's going to happen in the meantime that's going to significantly reduce gas prices.
Yeah, well, you increase the supply, and you do that by undoing everything that you've done since you became president. And the gas pipelines, by the way, are the cleanest, safest, most environmentally friendly way to move petroleum from point A to point B, as opposed to trains and trucks, much more likely to have accidents and all that. You still need the same amount of energy, unless you murder the economy, in which case, of course, you need less energy. Manderson Pooper on another thing that Joe Biden has destroyed. Empty shelves, Joe, is the border and immigration. And how about the Al-Qaeda people south of the border? News media doesn't cover that. They just don't cover that. Another thing they didn't cover, when Terry McAuliffe in Virginia stomped off during a television interview because the reporter asked the wrong question, and so he cut the length of the interview in half and stomped away and was insulting and creepy. The guy is creepy. He's very, very creepy. And the news media didn't cover it. CNN, not one second. MSNBC, ABC, NBC, CBS, none of them, not one second on the Virginia big race, it's a harbinger, and they're covering it very closely, but not that, because it's bad news for the Democrats and McAuliffe, and it makes them look bad, so they just don't cover it, because the most insidious power the news media has is the power to ignore. Here is Manderson Pooper asking his pal Empty Shelves Joe about visiting the border, and Joe Biden lies about having visited the border.
Do you have plans to visit the southern border?
I've been there before. I haven't had a whole hell of a lot of time to get down. I've been spending time going around looking at the $900 billion worth of damage done by hurricanes and floods and weather and traveling around the world.
What? Hurricanes and floods and $900 billion damage from the hurricane? And he's been too busy doing that? That's what he's been too busy doing? Is that what it is? He's been busy spending weekends in Delaware. He spent 19 weekends in Delaware, but he's been too damn busy. It's a hell of a, you know, because too busy. 19 weekends in Delaware at his various multi-million-dollar homes on the water that he got with his ill-gotten gains. You know, he's had a government salary all his life, but he has multiple waterfront homes worth millions of dollars. 10 weekends at Camp David, but he's been too busy going to hurricane sites and the $900 billion in damage to the hurricane sites and 9 weekends at the White House and traveling overseas too much time. He spent 1 weekend in Europe for a NATO G7 gathering, and that's it. And did Manderson Pooper push back on any of that? No, of course not, because that's not his job. His job is to be a fluffer for the Democratic Party, and that's what he does. Quite dutifully, he demonstrates his subservience, his fealty. Hey, you're probably waiting, just like me, for the next big news story about President Trump, right? Well, Newsmax has been breaking story after story having to do with President Trump. That's why I go to Newsmax.com for breaking news. Also watch Newsmax TV at home. Or the free app, you know, you'd have it on your phone. I've got it on my iPad. The app is great. Have you heard about Newsmax magazine? Yeah, Newsmax has a monthly magazine, too. They have writers like Ben Stein and Dr. Laura and Bill O'Reilly talking about the real news that you're not going to find anywhere else, sadly. The media won't tell you about Biden's radical agenda, but Newsmax will. Newsmax magazine has more than 700,000 monthly readers. And now they've got a great offer for you. Sign up for Newsmax magazine today. Newsmax is going to give you a free emergency radio worth $30 American with your subscription to Newsmax magazine. Federal agencies say that every family should have an emergency radio. I've got one at home, had one for years. These days, you really need to have an emergency radio around. You never know what's going to happen next. So get it free with Newsmax magazine. Just call 1-800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX. Get the emergency radio for free today. Yeah. Yeah, doing a heck of a job. Honestly, in the news media, you know, you get these Afghan so-called refugees being evacuated, allegedly vetted, committing crimes, raping young girls across America. The Democrats and the news media, by extension, just sweep it under the rug. You know, like Tara Reid being groped by the man living in the White House now. Never comes up. You notice that? It's good to be a Democrat, isn't it?
I have the freedom to kill you.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Yeah, they do a good job all over the place, don't they, these Democrats? Everything's better, isn't it? It's more expensive. Crazy. Feds up the yin-yang everywhere. Wait till you hear this wonderful congresswoman from Indiana, Victoria Spartz, from the hearing yesterday. I'm going to get to that in a couple of minutes. But first, the Michael Piercy made a montage. He said, gotta have a montage. And of Joe Biden last night. You know, I've been making fun of him forever because he loves to say, it's not a joke. I'm not kidding. And last night, a little montage of, I'm not kidding, it's not a joke, I'm serious. Yesterday, just last night, 90 Minutes with Manderson Pooper, there is not a single repeat in this. I said to Michael, there aren't repeats in there? He said, no, these are no repeats in there. He just says it exactly the same way over and over again.
Not a joke. I'm not being sarcastic. Not a joke. But all kidding aside, not a joke. But all kidding aside, not a joke. No, I'm being literal when I say this. No, I'm serious. No, I'm not joking. But all kidding aside. But I really mean it. I'm not saying that's the whole problem. No, I really mean it. I'm not being facetious. No, I'm serious. It was not Jay Leno.
It's not Jay Leno. Yeah, it's Fredo Cuomo commented on this once in the past.
He's got to learn to take a compliment a little bit better. When people applaud, he always stops them and says, no, I'm serious. No,
yeah, because he's got to learn to take a compliment. That's his problem. Well, he should just spend more time on CNN. He could practice taking compliments, you know, instead of journalism.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next question, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
conditioning van, the green van with the blue front and the white stripe, is that what it is? Barreling along in Tenley Town, blasting our humble radio show, is that what it is? That's where the looting was yesterday, right? At the taco place and the other food getting place. Yeah, I don't want to get anybody in trouble here, but the van, friend driving along, and somebody in the, I don't want to give the company name, but heating and air conditioning, you know, the green van, the blue front and the white stripe, blasting the Chris Plant show. That could get you in trouble in Washington, D.C., because, you know, the city's full of crazy lefties, crazy people. You know how that is. So that's good stuff. That's right. It's a mom and pop shop we run here. It's a small town thing. That's what we do. It's a small town America. That's what we're about. Even CNN did a fact check on Joe Biden last night, and they declared in their headline, Biden makes false claims about COVID-19, auto prices, and other subjects at CNN town hall. CNN, this is CNN's own fact check on their own CNN town hall with their own CNN Joe Biden. And he said, if you're vaccinated, you're not going to be hospitalized. That's not true. You're not going to be in the ICU unit. That's not true. And ICU unit is redundant and repetitive and unnecessarily duplicative. And you're not going to die. Now, none of that is true. That's, if you're vaccinated, it certainly reduces the likelihood of all of that. But to say, as he did last night, that if you're vaccinated, you're not going to be hospitalized, you're not going to be in the ICU unit, idiot, and you're not going to die. None of that is true, and even CNN felt that they had to point that out. Joe Biden talked about auto prices. He said that, inflation, gasoline, automobile prices, and he said the cost of an automobile is kind of back to what it was before the pandemic, and CNN points out that that's just a lie. That's not true. Completely false. Something about non-compete clauses and contracts, and they pointed out that that's not true. He talked about the child tax credit and his big plan, and he got the numbers all wrong, and CNN points out he got the numbers all wrong. He talked about Biden's initial vaccination goals. He said, he says, remember when I first got elected, the issue was, well, I said I was going to do 1 million shots a week, and people said, Biden can't do that. He said he was going to be 1 million shots a day, and Trump was already doing darn near 1 million shots a day. And even CNN felt to be too humiliating to not point out all the falsehoods. And second fact check, also by CNN, Biden makes at least 4 false statistical claims in the CNN town hall. Made false claims about the minimum wage, and he said that to keep up, he says, if we indexed 720, and we kept it indexed by to inflation, people would be making $20 an hour right now. CNN says that's a lie, completely false, not true. He talks about the population of illegal aliens in the United States. He says the vast majority of those people, those 11 million people, it's been the same number for 40 years, 11 million, it's probably 23 million, according to other estimates. He says the vast majority of people, those 11 million undocumented, they're not Hispanics, he said. That's a lie. They're people who came on visas. That's a lie. Who was able to buy a ticket. We got a singular plural disagreement here, too. He says they're people who came on visas who was able to buy a ticket. They're people who was. His brain is fried. He's frazzled. And get on a plane and didn't go home. They didn't come across the Rio Grande swimming. And even CNN points out that that's a lie. That's completely false. The overwhelming majority, 77% Spanish speaking and from south of the border. So he lied about that. He lied about the vaccine situation again and again. He lied about China's workforce. Because, boy, he just lied about a whole lot of stuff. And even CNN had to call him on it. Yeah. Joe Biden lying all over the place. Oh, and then the tax breaks for racehorse owners. It's like Emily Letella. Natural racehorses. No, that's natural resources. Oh, never mind. And he says that he's going to make community college free for everybody, including illegal aliens. He said it would cost $9 billion. He said we spent almost that amount of money as a break for people who own racehorses. $9 billion as tax breaks for people that own racehorses. Even CNN is forced to point out that the Brookings Institution, the Urban Brookings Tax Policy Center, said that that's completely and utterly ridiculous, completely fraudulent. Don't be $9 billion in tax breaks for depreciation on racehorses and completely absurd, just ridiculous. He also quoted President Trump inaccurately. He talked about refugees and even CNN calling him on all these falsehoods. So many falsehoods, so little time. Oh, yeah, talking about how we took in 125,000 refugees and we used to cap it at 250,000 refugees. And how President Trump only took in 5,000 refugees. And all of those numbers are false. Even CNN felt compelled to point that out. Remarkably, perhaps. Yes, indeed. All right, let's go to some more audio. Let's go to soundbite number 14. Yesterday, Merrick Garland, the Attorney General of the United States, who is not a Supreme Court justice, was testifying before the House of Representatives. And it was a beep show, and it was a clown car, the usual stuff. And Merrick Garland, let's see the fact check on him, because, and he dodged and he obfuscated and, oh, we don't call them terrorists. And he didn't answer questions at all in many cases, answered them sideways in a number of other instances. And Jim Jordan, Congressman Jim Jordan, raised a couple of issues having to do with the Biden administration and the Department of Justice under Merrick Garland.
March 25th, Joe Biden criticizes the Georgia election law. 3 months later, the Department of Justice challenges it. September 1st, Joe Biden criticizes the new pro-life law in Texas. 8 days later, the Department of Justice challenges it. September 29th, the political organization asks President Biden to involve the FBI in local school board issues. 5 days later, the Department of Justice does just that. Mr. Attorney General, was it just a coincidence or any connection, Mr. Attorney General, with the school board letter?
Kind of an abrupt ending to that soundbite. But the Georgia elections, they're still, you know, and Stacey Abrams still hasn't conceded, right? And Terry McAuliffe still claims that the 2000 election was stolen, right? So it's okay for Democrats to go around and say that elections are stolen for decades on end, as Terry McAuliffe has done. And Stacey Abrams in Georgia still thinks that she's the governor or something. I think when she goes home, she puts on a tiara and a purple cape velour and walks around the house singing Hail to the Chief to herself or something. These people are nuts, and were it not for double standards, liberals would have no standards at all. And then Jim Jordan talking about the National School Board Association letter asking the Attorney General, the Justice Department, and the FBI to bring out the Patriot Act to target parents going to school board meetings. And last night in Fairfax, there were federal law enforcement officials present. What's up with that? I can assure you the news media will not ask about it at today's White House briefing, nor will they inquire at the Justice Department, because we don't have an actual news media, an actual Fourth Estate in the United States. Merrick Garland.
Obviously, the letter, which was public and asked for assistance from the Justice Department, was brought to our attention, and it's a relevant factor in...
Gave you the letter.
I'm sorry?
How'd you become aware of the letter? Who gave it to you?
I read about the letter in the news. I certainly would believe that the White House communicated its concerns about the letter to the Justice Department.
Yeah, he read about it in the news. It turns out, as the Daily Caller has reported, it turns out that the White House had the letter before the Justice Department had the letter, but that the White House communicated the letter to the Justice Department, and saying he learned about it in the news media would be kind of extraordinary. And then you just snap to and you start writing up memos ordering the FBI and the federal law enforcement apparatus to target parents going to school board meetings, domestic terrorism, you know, Patriot Act, all that stuff, Al-Qaeda, parents going to school board meetings. What's the problem there? Let's go to this wonderful congresswoman. Congresswoman Victoria Spartz from Indiana. And she is a member of the committee. She was there yesterday. Indiana's 5th congressional district. She was born and raised in the Soviet Union, in Soviet Russia. And yesterday in the hearing with Merrick Garland, she expressed concern regarding the direction that our country is taking on the use or abuse of federal law enforcement powers and authorities. See J. Edgar Comey and Hillary Clinton's opposition research, what they dressed up with the word dossier and lied to the FISA courts to get warrants four different times to spy on the political enemies of the Democrat Party, altering documents at the FBI from the CIA penitentiary face Brennan over there doing that. Here is Congresswoman Victoria Spartz in yesterday's hearing. This, I don't know why this isn't playing everywhere. It most certainly should be.
As someone who was born in the Soviet Union, I am very disturbed by the use of the Department of Justice as a political tool and its power as a police state to suppress lawful public discourse. The FBI is starting to resemble old KGB with secret warrantless surveillance, wiretapping, and intimidation of citizens. School board letter is the latest example.
The school board letter is the latest example. Now, Congresswoman Victoria Spartz, Indiana's 5th Congressional District, Republican, grew up in the Soviet Union. She wouldn't be a Democrat. They are the Soviet Union living among us now. And she tweeted out her comments, and lefties on Twitter attack her and smear her and slime her and slander her because it is their nature. That is what they do. Pretty amazing. All right, Congressman Tom McClintock is a Republican also. And fascinating stuff from him talking to Merrick Garland about, you know, what laws you enforce, what laws you don't enforce, like along our southern border, for example, where you're targeting parents going to school board meetings in Virginia. We've got Al-Qaeda and MS-13 and drug traffickers and human traffickers and child sex traffickers flowing across our border in record numbers. Pay no attention to that. Congressman Tom McClintock.
If you don't enforce your immigration laws, you have no borders. And if you have no borders, you no longer have a country. We simply become a vast international territory between Canada and Mexico. Both of which, by the way, do have immigration laws they really enforce.
I love that. We simply become a landmass between Mexico, vast international landmass between Canada and Mexico. And that is a fact. That we just become open territory like the Wild West of a century and a half ago. Can it be long before the Indian attacks resume? Congressman Tom McClintock.
He seemed to be totally disconnected from reality. He knew nothing about the storming of the Interior Department here in Washington a few weeks ago, or the Loudoun County father who was arrested as he protested the Board of Education covering up the rape of his daughter. He didn't know about the president's executive order that forbids ICE from enforcing court-ordered deportations. He knew nothing of the prosecutions for illegally crossing the border or hiring illegal aliens, which is also unlawful under federal law, or overstaying visas. It reminded me of John Banner's character, Sergeant Schultz, who kept himself out of trouble by being very sure that he knew absolutely nothing about anything. That was the impression I got from this guy.
Yeah, you know, well, I mean, the attack, he was on Fox News after the hearing, Congressman McClintock, and this is just extraordinary stuff. He didn't know about the storming by a mob of left-wing lunatics where I think at least one police officer was injured. There was at least one arrest. Of course, he can be forgiven, I guess, because no news media covered it. It was an insurrection. It was a violent mob attack on a government building. And the established authority in the United States, which fits Merriam-Webster's definition of insurrection, but our fake news media didn't cover it. Merrick Garland didn't know anything about the father in Virginia whose daughter was raped in the girls' room by a boy wearing a dress because he's transgender, and the Democrats want boys in dresses in the ladies' room. And then the rapist, transgender rapist, was sent to another school where he sexually assaulted another girl. Didn't know about ICE and the rules from the. Where are these people coming from? Pete Buttigieg is still on, you know, paternity leave. Months we've got this massive historic transportation crisis, and the transportation secretary is nowhere to be found. Congressman McClintock on Fox News yesterday saying, you know, and then unleashing the FBI and federal law enforcement on parents and conservatives, and targeting people that don't bow to the party. Assuming that they're Republicans and conservatives trying to get him fired from public sector jobs. vaccine mandates and so on. Congressman McClintock.
I think for the same reason the IRS under Obama went after the Tea Party 10 years ago. To intimidate people from joining in, to chill speech that they don't agree with.
To chill speech they don't agree with. And, of course, and it's true. Remember the IRS and Lois Lerner targeting Tea Party, keeping them on the sidelines for the midterm elections, and no accountability, so you can be sure they'll keep doing it. The news media doesn't call them on it. The courts don't. The Congress doesn't. Republicans don't. Congressman McClintock.
Here's the basic problem. You know, the Attorney General says, well, don't worry, we're only talking about violence or the threat of violence.
Right.
But the parents I've talked to are concerned if they even go to a school board meeting and a fight breaks out, suddenly in the middle of the night they're going to get a knock on the door from the FBI or see their house surrounded by a SWAT team.
Sure.
That's happened with a lot of folks who came to Washington on January 6th just to hear the president speak. And now been hunted down because a group decided to storm and break into the Capitol building.
Yeah, that's some riots are it's Animal Farm all over again. You know, all riots are equal. Some are more equal than others. Were it not for double standards, liberals would have no standards at all. These are extraordinary times. By the way, still no liberal media reporting on the fact that the National Institutes of Health letter shows that Anthony Fauci lied to Congress while under oath about funding gain-of-function research. The Federalist has the story today, but the Washington Post doesn't, nor will they ever, because they're not a legitimate news organization.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Who has collapsed currencies and banks and reaped his ill-gotten gains from around the world, and he's extremely active in funding very left-wing causes across the United States of America, including prosecutors in multiple jurisdictions in Virginia and in Chicago and San Francisco and Los Angeles and in St. Louis and beyond. Now, why would he be funding extreme left-wing prosecutors in all these cities around the country, around the United States? I just don't know. But Glenn Youngkin, who is running for governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia, made reference to George Soros because he got these school board radicals in Virginia carrying forward all this crazy critical race theory stuff and all of that. So Glenn Youngkin made reference to it in a speech or at a public event a couple of days ago, and he's being attacked. The Washington Post headline is, Youngkin accused of anti-Semitism after claiming allies of Jewish donor George Soros inserted operatives into Virginia school boards. Now, what does the fact that Soros is Jewish have to do with anything? Michael Piercy summed it up quite deftly a couple of minutes ago. It makes you stop talking about it because they're accusing you of being an anti-Semite. He does fund these causes. Here's what Glenn Youngkin said.
The blame for these wrongs and the present chaos in our schools lays squarely, squarely at the feet of 40-year politician Terry McAuliffe. It just does. Square at Terry McAuliffe's feet, but also at George Soros-backed allies.
Yeah, well, and the Washington Post went to a left-wing member of Congress who said, oh, any mention of George Soros is a shadowy anti-Semitic conspiracy theory. No, you're talking about George Soros. They went crazy, Joe Scarborough on MSDNC, too.
He's talking about George Soros. That's the sort of anti-Semitism we've seen in the United States across the world. That's what illiberal tyrants like Orban do in Hungary. Right. They just lie about a Jew. They pick a Jew out. George Soros is that Jew.
Yeah. That's all a lie. It's designed to shut down conversation about what's actually going on.